The topic of the second part of today's daf was the sugya of asmachta. Asmachta kanya or asmachta loy kanya. And what emerges that there's a stam mishnah on daf samachay on the days that holds asmachta kanya, stating that many amoyroim uberoisham Rav Nachman were of the opinion that asmachta is loy kanya. So what's the halacha? The Rambam, in many places in Yad Chazaka, but we're learning Vav Metzia, Samech Hei, Samech Vav, so we'll quote it from Samech Hei, Samech Vav. Says as follows. It's an Hilchus Malva V'loivo, it's Perek Vav Halacha Dalet. Hamalvis Chaveri Al Asada, somebody lends money to his field, and there's a field that's posted as collateral. For Amaloi, and the Loiva tells the Malva, Im Loi Tachsali Mikan Vachol Yishonim, Hareishnali, Hareza Loi Konim. There's an agreement between Malva and Loiva that if this loan is not paid up within 3 years, that the Malva gets to keep the field, it's not Chal, Mipnei Shehi Asmachta. Says the Rambam, because it's an asmachta, and my shita throughout Yad Chazaka is that asmachta is like kanya. So what's the halacha as it relates to asmachta? It's very, very clear. The shita of the Rambam, the shita of the Shulchan Aruch is asmachta like kanya. There's one very interesting sugya in Shas that relates to asmachta, and that is in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis. The Mishnah over there is discussing Psulei Edus, says the Mishnah. Ve'eloheh napsulim. The following is a list of people that are Psulei Edus. Hamasachik Bekuvia, Vamalva Beribis, Umafriche Yoinim, Vesoicha Reishvias. So the Mishnah mentions amongst those that are Psulei Edus, a Masachik Bekuvia. The Masachik Bekuvia is, in quotations, the gambler. Says the Gemara, why isn't it that a Masachik Bekuvia is Psulei Edus? Masachik Bekuvia, my COVID. What did he do? Amar Rami Bar Chama. So Rami Bar Chama said, "Mishum dahavi asmachta, vasmachta loy kanya." Rami Bar Chama says, "You want to know why Masachik Bekuvia is possible edus? Because when you gamble, sometimes you win, and when you win, you take money from the person that you gambled with. That person gives you the money willingly, but let's be honest, he really is not giving it to you willingly, because although there was an agreement between the two gamblers, that in the event that I win, I get your money, but it was all predicated on the person thinking that there's no way I'm going to lose. I know I'm right, and I know how to make predictions, and I'm going to win this. And as a result, what it is an asmachta. Says Rami Bar Chama, asmachta loy kanya, ayin bav metziyah daf samach vav. And if that's the case, so when you take the winnings now, essentially, you're a gazlin. If you're a gazlin, a gazlin is posoledus. So being that asmachta loy kanya, that's why a masachik bekuvia is posoledus. Rav Sheisha Sommer, Rav Sheisha says, no, kol ki I gavno, lav asmachta. A gambler is not considered asmachta. Ellos, if that's the case, why is it that a masachik bekuvia is posoledus? Everyone knows this. Lafisha ein asukin bi yeshuva shaloylam. It's because gamblers are not oisik bi yeshuva shaloylam. As a result, they don't understand financial transactions. They're not enough ma'uriv bein abriyas for them to be able to fully comprehend what they see and know how to give over testimony, and therefore they're posoledus. The posoledus poshid because we view them as being leidigeyers. But in terms of gazlanim, they're not gazlanim. Why not? Because even though asmacht olikanya, a bekol ki hai gavna, lav asmacht. The question is, what's the yisoid of the machloikis between Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes? You have a machloikis, Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes, whether Masachik Bekuvia is considered asmachta or it's not considered asmachta. We just learned the whole sugi of asmachtas, something that comes up throughout Shas, literally. But when it comes to Masachik Bekuvia, there was a machloikis amayram, whether it's considered an asmachta or it's not considered an asmachta. So if you take a look at Tosfos Al Asar in Sanhedrin Daf Chof Dal Amud Beis, so Tosfos says that the reason Rav Sheshes holds that kol ki ay gavno lad asmachtahi is because it's impossible for a person to say that I waged a bet, I gambled, and I really thought I was going to win. It's impossible to know if you're going to win or not. You can read the chayin, but that's petumi mili ba'almohu. It's really impossible for a person to know whether he's going to win or not. So if you agree, you can't say, oh, kol di'i loikani, I only agreed because I thought, you didn't think anything. You knew that you were living dangerously. You know this is not a smart thing to do. There's a hotline you're supposed to call when you get involved in situations like this for a reason. And therefore, what are you doing? You're stama, nah, you're stama shaita. And as a result, you read Zechayin that this is a kol di'i, I was going to somehow protect myself. You know there was no way for you to protect yourself. What is Rami Bar Chama hold? Says Tosfos, Rami Bar Chama holds, no, it's not true. A gambler can't say, get angry at him that he's going to win. So really, at the core of this machloikis between Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes is the psychology of the gambler. How do you understand the gambler? Is there a musig where you can actually bet and gamble v'chule v'chule tein l'chachem v'yech gemoyd and really, really have this sense that I'm going to win. And if I agree to something in the event that I'm going to lose, I thought I was going to pay up the loan within 3 years and I thought kach v'kach was going to play itself out. Or maybe no. And that's mamish the shayl over here. Shavuti Rami Racham and Rav Sheshes. And it plays itself out in a very famous Mishnah. The Sakha the Kuvius Pasal Eidus, Rami Racham says it's an asmachta likanya. Rav Sheshes says no. Kol ki agavna lav asmachti. This is svara. This is not called asmachta. What then is the reason? It's lafisha enis asukin bi yeshuva yishalayim. Now we've mentioned many times that the Rambam has a shita mechudeshes as it relates to a masachik bekuvio, that's posoledos. The Rambam says a masachik bekuvio is posoledos. Why? Says the Rambam, because he's a gazlin de devreim. He's a gazlin de devreim. And because he's a gazlin de devreim, he's posoledos. The Magen Mishnah talks a little bit about this Rambam, and he says, to me, I learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Dal Ramabez, the Rambam sorchi. The Kesef Mishnah has a long, long, long arichas, and at the end of his arichas, he says, Baruch Hashem, I think I was able to be miyashiv, the Tmir Gedoylo of the Magen Mishnah. Why is the Rambam at first glance tzorachim from our sugi here in Sanhedrin of Dalar Amadeus? Because the Gemara gives two reasons why Masach HaBekuvi is Pasoledis. Another of them is that he's a Gazlan Rabbanan. One of them is he's a Gazlan Reisa. Das macht das Leikanyo, you're a Gazlan Reisa. And the other reason is because not always a Bishuvish Aloylam, which has nothing to do with Zed. The Rambam is a very, very Mechudish Digashita, where the Rambam holds that a Masach HaBekuvi is a Gazlan, but not a Gazlan Reisa. But at the same time, he's a Gazlan de Rabban. And again, it's a very, very big arichas in the Nois Kalim trying to understand Pach Pshan de Rambam. But Ashenigayel in your Nenu, as we pivot now a little bit in this raid, right, is the Rambam Shita is that a Masachik Pekuvi is Pasal Le'edos, and the reason is because we view him as being a Gazlan de Rabban. We view him as being a Gazlan de Rabban. The Rambam, in his Hilchas Gzeilu Vaveden, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch in Chayshim Mishpat Simen Shin Ayin, Sif Aleph, says as follows, Yesh dvarim she'asru chachamim mishum gezel. There are certain things that Chazal said you're not allowed to do because of gzela. Va'over aleihem harei zegazel midivrein. And if somebody violates it, he's a gazel midirabon. Mafriche yoinim, misachkim bekuvya. And the Shulchan Aruch goes to explain what exactly it means to be misachik bekuvya. Misachkim bekuvya keitzah. A whole ariches, a whole detail of exactly how it plays itself out, literally. But the bottom line is, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Simen Shin Ayin, this is in Hilchis Gzeilo, Yesh Dvarim She'asru Chachamim Mishum Gezel. It comes from the Rambam that to be Mesachik Pekuvya is something that you're not allowed to do. If you're a Mesachik Pekuvya, you're a Gazlan de Devein. And come over, this is the Rambam Lushitas. The Rambam who says that a Mesachik Pekuvya is possible Eidos, why? Because he's a Gazlan de Devein. So the Rambam said it in Hilchis Eidos. The Shulchan Aruch brings in Chayshu Mishvat Simen Lama Dalit and the Sugis of Psule Eidos, and the Ram says it again in Hilchas Gzeila Avet. The Shulchan Aruch brings it again in Simen Shinayin and Hilchas Gzeila. Meaning the reason Masach HaBekuvi is Psule Eidos is because you're a Gazlan de Devreim. If that's the reason, then you're not allowed to do it. And that's why in Hilchas Gzeila, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch bring this halacha that it's also for a year to be Masach HaBekuvi. Stating that, the Mechaber says as follows. This is Simen Shinayin Siv Gimel. Yesh Misha Oimer. Shamasachik bekuvi imagoi, aim by mishum gazel. That if someone's masachik bekuvi with a goy, there's no isik zelo. Avil yesh by iser oisik bedvarim betalim. Shain roi ba adam shayasi kol yomov elabidivre chachma the ishuvi shalayim. But the Mechaber says that there's a yesh mishum that holds that even though it's awesome to be masachik bekuvi, you're gazlin the rabbanon, but it's mutter to be masachik bekuvi with a goy. Fake the sma, I don't understand. We just finished learning not so long ago the end of Masechtas Bava Kamma. And it's like Bava Kamma, it's Mavur, that Gezel Akum is Osir. It's Osir Medei Reisa. If Gezel Akum is Osir, and the Rambam holds that Masechik Bekuvi is a Gazlin, then how is it that it's Mutter to be Masechik Bekuvi with a guy? If it's Gzela, then it's Gzela. So what's the difference between a Yid and a guy? Says the Sma Chiddush Niflo. That you see from this Rambam, you see from this Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that even though Gezel Akum is Osir, but only if it's Gzela Dei Reisa. Gzela Dei Rabbanon is not Osir by a guy. It's a tremendous chiddush la'alacha, and that's what the Sma says. How do I know it? Because Masachet Bekuvi is gzeila, yet it's mutter with a guy. What's pshat? Gezel Akum is also. Rambam Paskin is Gezel Akum is also. The Teretz is because it's Gezel D'Devreim. And Gezel D'Devreim, that's what the Mechaber is saying. It's only awesome when it's with a yid, it's not awesome when it's with a guy. Stating that, the Goyin, in his Bir Agra, says the Dover Nifla. Says the Gra. Yesh Misha Oimer, Sha Masachet Bekuvi im Agoy, Ein Boy Mishum Gezel. L'shoyin Yazah. Alpha gaf the kaimel and the gezel goy asa. Even though we paskin that gezel akum is asa, kemoi shemavur bereish simin shin nun tes. Kahai gafna, in a situation like this, the noisen loy midaita, where the person that loses the bet gives the money to the winner knowingly, ain't iser. There's no iser. The haribis he kemoi gazel, says the guy. Because ribis is like zela. How do you know that? Kemoi shemavur bebava mitzia daf samach aleph amir aleph. A pella the Gemara. The Gemara says, Lomoli, the Kasav Rachmana, lav beribis, lav boinon, lav exel. Why did the Torah have to write an iser, ribis, iser, and iser exel? It could have said one, I would have known one from the other, or the others from one. And the Gemara, the Maskana, said that we could have had the halach of ribis and oino, and with a ma'asad, I would have known exel. And why did the Torah say exel, lav al b'shnei lav, and the lav al b'sash, etc., etc. But it's mavu in the Gemara that ribis is really exel. Says the Goyin, Ribis is Gzela, then why is Ribis Akamutter? We're about to learn the sugas of Ribis Akam. It's coming up. So I don't understand, why is Ribis Akamutter? B'chayra, Gzela is also by a guy. V'afilu hachi mutter b'goy. K'moysha mefurish sham, meaning bava metziya, daf ayin on the base. Mefurish b'kra, and it's a mefurish apasik. La'noch ritashach. So what's the pshat that Ribis Akam is also? Elamai, you have to say, says the Goyin, Kai Gavna, the Noisin loy midaita. Because by ribis, the loiv always gives it to the malva midaita. So even though we view the malva as being a gazla, but at the end of the day, he's giving it to midaita. And whenever you give it midaita, says the Goyin, you see in the parish of ribis, it's not considered gzela. If that's the case, Masachik Pekuvya, Afilum Timtsaloyma, Shita Sarama means that it's gzela. Very nice, it's gzela. But the mice, at the end of the day, you're giving it midaita. And when you give it midaita, there's no issue. Says the Goyin, Udaloy Kasma. That's the oyster. You don't have to say this. The sma was mechadish from the fact that Masachet Bekuvya with a guy is mutter. They see that Gezel, the Devrayim, is mutter by a guy. So the guy, that's not pshat in Masachet Bekuvya. Pshat in Masachet Bekuvya is because even though it's the Rama Melda, it's gzela, but it's a very unique type of gzela. It's a gzela where the Nigzal gives to the Gazlin midaita. If he gives a midaita, that's a very unique type of gzela. What's the precedent for such a gzela? Ezel Neshech, Ribis, Mamash, our sugis that we're learning right now. Toss it the precedent. And what do you see from Dila Nachris Ashech? There's no Isser to take Ribis from a guy. I guess Alakim is Osir. State in the Torah, the guy in his Mamash being Dairish time of the crowd, like the Tanner of Shimon. He's learning up the Pasik that you see from La Nachris Ashech that there's no Isser Gzela by a guy when the Nixel gives it to the Gazel Midaita. If that's the case, who had been? Masachi Bekuvya, even if it's Gezel. And Gezel did the Vrei and the White Kasma is Osir by a guy. Oh, but Afal Pike, mean that the person that loses gives it Midaita. So it's for that reason it's not going to be a problem. So here's the aim based medrash blei chiddush. Could be that this goyin right here tucked away in this bir agra is maybe the basis for a gevaldige chiddush from Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So we learned the sugyas, if you remember, the end of Masechtas Bava Kamma of Gezel Akum. We had a rabbi called the censored sugya, and really that nusach of the censored sugya comes from Lushoinei Azov Shall Hagoyin Hagadol, Rabban Shall Kol Bnei Hagoyla, the founder of the yeshivas, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. It's in Shail Tshuvas Chutam Ashulish Simin Yud Zayin. He was discussing a shaila with regards to the laws of Gezel Akum, and he prefaces his tshuva with the following paragraph: Higiani Imrei Noyamoy, Ashehem Mekirche Bedin Gezel Ovi Kechavim Biyomen Hakadboin, Uledaiti. I find it very difficult to really know the authenticity and the accuracy of these sugyas. Because all the nuschais that we have today regarding Gezel Akum, we don't know what's real and what's not real. Unfortunately, it had to be censored so many times over the years because of tzaras that the Yidden got. And the Masoris that we have, meaning when you learn the end of Bava Kamma, you learn some of the Gemaras in different places in Shas that talk about Gezel Akum, lav. Mar Breder Avashi Chasim Aleh. Mar Breder Avashi signed off on the Talmud Bavli. He didn't sign off on these Nuschois. So what the real Nuschois are, he said, I don't really know. And it's for that reason, it's very, very difficult to write a tshuva. And in the middle of the tshuva, he says that with that Hakdama, V'anachnu negashesho ki'ivrim bekir lefi ha'nuschois ha'mesoiris biyodeinu v'ashem yatzileinu mishkiyos. But either way, in those tshuvas from Chaim Volozhiner, famous tshuvas in the sugya of Gezel Akum, Reb Chaim Volozhiner says a davar nifla. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says that what's the makar to the halacha that Gezel Akum is also? So it's a Gemara. The Gemara is in Bava Kamma, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel on the base. The Gemara says, Gzeiloi Aser. What's the Makar? Amr Ravun Ravun said, Minai le Gezel Aknani Shu Aser. How do you know Gezel Aknani is Aser? Shinema, the Pasuk says, V'achalto Eskolo Amim, Asher Hashem Alekecha Noisin Loch. You then are going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and you're going to be able to ransack and take whatever you want from all the Goyim, Asher Hashem Alekecha Noisin Loch. Said Ravuna, Bizman Shei Mesurim Biyotcha. when the goyim are masurim biyotcha, then it's all yours. Take whatever you want to take. But when they're not masurim biyotcha, it's time to go ahead and steal from a goy. That's something that's going to be aser. So what's the makar that gezel akum is aser? V'achaltes kol ha'amim asher Hashem alakechem noisin loch. So Reb Chaim V'lozhin has said a davar nifla. That yesh loimer, that although gezel akum is aser, and according to many, it's also even b'day raisa. Oh, but the gedder of the Issa Gezel Akum is not that when it says in the Torah loy sigzol, it means loy shno yisrael, loy shno ivikechav. Loy sigzol is talking about a yisrael. There's a new makar. There's a new makar that Gezel Akum is also. Minayin legezel aknani shnawasa shenemar v'yachaltes kol ha'amim asher Hashem alekechem noisin lach. That the only time you're allowed to go ahead and take from the oivik kechavim is bizman she'en mesurim b'yotcha. Over b'loi bizman she'en mesurim b'yotcha. Over l'mayin afkemina, said Reb Chaim V'loshin, if that's the case, yesh loimah, the only time gezel akum is aser is when the gezela is happening dumya to this pasuk of v'yachaltes kol ha'amim asher Hashem alekechem noisin lach. What did the Yidden do? They went into the houses, hacharim tachrimim, they took whatever they wanted. Everything was fair game. Afilu kadli dechaziri. They took literally everything. To do that, you could only do bisman shein mesurim biyotcha. V'loi bisman shein mesurim biyotcha. But if you're going to steal from the Knani, but it's not going to be done in the oifen that the Yidden did it when they came into Eretz Yisrael, so over there you don't have the diyuk of bisman shein mesurim biyotcha, v'loi bisman shein mesurim biyotcha. And then afilu bisman shein mesurim biyotcha, this is not going to be an issur. The lashon of Chaim, the lashon is derech alogos. If you go mamish like a bully, you walk in, you throw the person out, you clean out his house. That's something v'achaltes kol ha'amim when it's asher Hashem alakecha noisim lecha bisman shein mesurim biyotcha. But to go ahead and take from the guy in an oifen where you're not doing it with derech alogos, that's something that's going to be mutter. That's something that you're going to be able to do. Afilu bezman she'en mesurim biyotcha. One of the places that this Reb Chaim V'lozhin has said over in Yeshiva is the Rambam in Hilchis Gzeila V'Aveda. This is the Aveda part of Hilchis Gzeila V'Aveda. So the Rambam says as follows: Avedas ha'goy muteres. The Aveda v'goy is muter she'nemar. Avedas ochicha. V'hamachzira harezo over Aveda. It's not even something that you're allowed to do. But if somebody finds the Aveda of a guy, you're allowed to keep it. This is Perik Yod Aleph, Hilchas Gzeilav Aveda, Halacha Gimel. In Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says, Aveda she'im ba shava pruta, einoi chayav lehitapel ba, v'loi lachzira. If somebody sees an Aveda she'im ba shava pruta, you're not mechuyev to get busy with it, and you don't have to return it. So Rambam's discussing, it's eight simanim apart, but he's discussing two different halachos where there's no din hashavas Aveda. Aveda's a guy, and an aveda she'im b'shava pruta. Aveda sagoy muteres. Shenemer aveda sachicha. Aveda she'im b'shava pruta. Ein oichayev li tapoba v'loi lachzira. So Rabbi Zalman in his Evan Ozel is medayik. Maishna the shini aloshin. By avedas akum, the Rambam says avedas agoy muteres. And by avedas she'im b'shava pruta, Rambam says you can keep it. He doesn't say that. What does he say? You don't have to return it. You don't have to be busy with it. There's no leisucha l'sale. But it doesn't say you're allowed to keep it. What's the pshat? So Rabbi Zalman said, the fear of Chaim V'lozhiner, yesh loimar adover nifla. Yesh loimar, every time you see an aveda, there's two dinim, there's two things you have to worry about. Number one, do I have a chiv hashavas aveda? Number two, even if I don't have a chiv hashavas aveda, but lav davka, I can keep it. Why not? Because it belongs to somebody else. And there's a gzeil. Now, very often the two atalis have a zeh, because if the bailam is miyayish, so now he was mafkered, and there's no hashavas aveda, but they don't have to be talis have a zeh. Lav davka, they're going to be talis have a zeh. But there's two dinim that you have to cheshman. So said Rabbi Zalman, that if somebody sees an aveda she'im b'shava pruta zok de Rambam, ein oichayv l'tap above v'loy lachzira. Because there's no chiv hashavas aveda learned that from a pasuk if it's pachas mishava pruta. But does that mean you could keep it? Mechatesi, you're not allowed to steal even pachas mishava pruta. And because it's also to steal, so therefore you're not going to be able to keep it. Oh, but avedas ha'goy zok de Rambam muteres. All you have is the mi'ich and emma aveda sachicha. All you have is afka in the laws of hashavas aveda. Oh, but zok Rabbi Zalman, it's true. All you have is afka in the laws of hashavas aveda. But the minute you don't have it, din hashavas aveda, so it's hard to deal, you're allowed to keep it. I gezel akum, Reb Chaim V'lozhin. Because Reb Chaim V'lozhin said that the only time gezel akum is aser is when you take it b'derech alamos. But if therefore you don't take it b'derech alamos, so then you're not going to have the problem anymore of gezel akum. So Zokhtav, it's a zalman, lefiz, that's half of a fella. When you're dealing with aveda of a yid, opiate, pachas, mishav, pruta, there's two things you have to cheshbin. You have to cheshbin the dinim of hashavas aveda, you have to learn perikelim atzias, you also have to cheshbin the laws of Geneva and Exela. You have to learn Derek Meruba. That goes all Eitzim, that goes all Michael. There's different sugis you have to learn. Since Dr. Rambam, ain't I chayv the top of Avalai Lach Zira. Oh, well, after you're allowed to keep it. But by Avedos Akum, you never have the second in. Because Gezel Akum b'chay Gavnus Mutter. I Gezel Akum is Osir. That's Reb Chaim Veloshin. It's only Osir if it's Derek Halamus. But if it's not Derek Halamus, it's not going to be a problem. As I state in Rabbi Zalman here in Perik Yud Aleph, in Hilchus Zeil of Avedos. But Al Kaponim, it's Mavura, Meir Degi Yisoy. It's Mavura Yisoy and Reb Chaim Veloshin. And that is that although Gezel Akum is Osir, but Gezel Akum is only Osir if you do it Derek Halamus. When you do it in the Oifen of Yachaltas, Kola Amim Asher Hashem Alekechem Noisen Lach. The Fizet, Haflav Afel of the Goyen. The Goyen is saying, Gabir Agra, Dek, to be Mesachik Bekuvya, with a Goy is Mutter. Aye, Mesachik Bekuvya, the Rambam Shita is Gezel. And even though it's Gezel the Devrim, the Lake Asma, Gezel the Devrim holds the Goyen is Osir Afilu with a Goy. So why is a Mutter to be Mesachik Bekuvya? Says the Goyen, you know why? Because he's doing it mitaite. And I even have a raya to it from the laws of ribbons. But who cares? If Gezel Akum is Osir, Mali if he does it mitaite, Mali if he does it Bal Korchot. The teretz is Reb Chaim Veloshin. The teretz is because the whole Isra of Gezel Akum is Davka with Derech Halomas. And if it's not Derech Halomas, it's not going to be a problem. I don't think it's rachik to say that this Yisoid from Reb Chaim Veloshin came from the base medrash of his grace Rebbe the Goyen. And the Vilna Goyen of Bir Agro talked away in Simon Shin Ayin and the Sugis of Mesachi Bekuvi with a Goy. I think he's mamish saying this Yisoid of Reb Chaim Veloshin. Zichr Ma'od Matim, these two Yesoides, and that is, it's true, Gezel Akum is Aser, but Gezel Akum is Aser Dafka, if it's Derech Halomus, we would have played itself out. So, in the Sugis Veil Matzias, it plays itself out with Avedas Akum. In today's daf, it plays itself out with regards to being Masach Bekubi Ragai, it plays itself out with regards to Ribbis of a Guy.